This morning's reading, I have selected in Mark chapter 11, the first 11 verses. Mark 11, picking up the first one. When they came nigh to Jerusalem, and the Bethphage and Bethany, the Mount of Olives, he sent forth two of his disciples, and saith unto them, Go your way into the village over against you, and as soon as ye be entered into it, ye shall find a colt tied, whereon never man sat. Loose him, and bring him. And if any man say unto you, Why do ye this? Say ye, The Lord hath need of him, and straightway he will send him thither. And they went their way, and found the colt tied by the door without, in a place where two ways met, and they loosed him. Certain of them that stood there said unto them, What do ye loosing the colt? And they said unto them, Even as Jesus had commanded, and they let it go. And they brought the colt to Jesus, and cast their garments on him, and he sat upon it. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches off the trees, and strawed them in the way. And they that went before, and they that followed, cried, saying, Hosanna! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David, that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple, and when he had looked round about on all things, and now the eventide was come, he went out unto Bethany. In relation to these verses, I have titled Remarks, Who Bears Whom?
Who what?
Recording.
Now, Christ had apparently arrived at Bethany Friday afternoon and lodged at the house of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. Bethany was about 2 miles from Jerusalem, within the limits of a Sabbath day journey. On the east side of the Olivet range of hills, just east of Jerusalem. Those of that time used to walk everywhere, especially as the Master and his disciples had traversed all of Palestine multiple times in his 3.5-year mortal ministry. So they set out to worship at Jerusalem for the Sabbath day. Now in time, this brought Christ, the true Passover lamb, to Jerusalem for scrutiny by the people and elders on the same day that the literal Passover lambs were selected and penned up. At this time, the people certainly approved Christ as perfect, and the rulers could find no fault in him, though they certainly tried. So as we read, upon leaving Bethany, they entered Bethphage. Now the exact location and even the nature of this place is uncertain, and some think it is a district rather than a village, a town. The wording in Mark and Luke, especially, gives them credence to this idea, and explain Christ's instructions to go into the village. Bethany could have been the principal town of the region of Bethphage, with other hamlets around, such as where he sent his disciples to find hope. Now the two disciples are not identified in any of the accounts. There could be several reasons for this. That he sent two individuals is specified in every account and brings up an interesting thought. In Scripture, number two represents difference. The idea of another, even sometimes an opposite. Christ's rule will be different by his perfection. God had promised a new covenant. For example, we read in Isaiah 59, Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression of Jacob, saith Yahweh. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith Yahweh. My spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith Yahweh, henceforth. And forever. In Isaiah 42, verse 6. For I, Yahweh, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people for the life of the Gentiles. Jeremiah 31, and 32. Behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand, bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant will break. Although I was a husband unto them, saith Yahweh. Zechariah 9:11. As for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant, I have sent forth thy prisoners out of the pit wherein is no water. Hebrews 8, referenced in Jeremiah, is quoted. And is used to prove the difference. Hebrews 8, verse 6. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, how much also he is a mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. Speaking of Christ. And then in verse 13, in that he saith, a new covenant he hath made the first old. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. Christ fulfilled and completed the Mosaic covenant, ushering in the everlasting covenant by his own blood. The differences and improvements in the new covenant are also hinted at in the specific commission to the disciples. Find a suitable conveyance for Christ through the rugged terrain, past Mount of Corruption, as the Mount of Olives, sometimes known, through the valley of the shadow of this mountain, across the turbid, turbulent Kidron, included in that was the need to find others to share that burden. Let's look at Acts 9, verse 15. Where the Lord tells Ananias, speaking of Saul of Tarsus, that the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto thee, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. Again, in Luke 24:47. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Now, Luke 14:27, I'm not going to read. Very familiar with it, but it tells us that we must bear our cross to be his disciple. But it is not the literal cross that matters, for there were many crucifixions on that day, but the atoning blood of Christ on that one we must always have on our mind and convey to the world. So the disciples found the colt tied by the door, as verse 4 of our reading indicates. And apparently with its mother, as the account in Matthew indicates, Matthew 21, verses 2 and 7, and brought them, both of them. Now the symbolism is striking, considering Christ saying that he is the door. The ass, or donkey, somewhat smaller than a horse, even slightly smaller than some ponies, and was a common burden bearer in Israel. Those who bear Christ are bought by his blood for that purpose in this life. Thus, are hired or purchased or hire themselves out to him, binding themselves to him, reminding us of the blessing on Issachar, whose name means hire, payment, or reward. Let's look at that in Genesis 49. Genesis 49. Let's read verses 14 and 15. Issachar is a strong ass, couching down between two burdens. And he saw that rest was good, and the land that it was pleasant, and bowed his shoulder to bear, and became a servant as a tribute. But then along with that, now let's read again in Genesis 49, verses 10 and 11. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, till Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Binding his foal under the vine, and his ass's colt under the choice vine. He washed his garments in wine, and his clothes in the blood of grapes. So Christ binds his followers and fellow servants to himself. You see his effort in that, in his prayer to his Father in John 17. Christ says, now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to them. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But why, as the gospel account of Matthew says, was it a colt and its mother? Well, firstly, the colt whereon every man sat. Our first and main responsibility is to prepare Christ for the world, for the end. Not that we don't also bear temporal responsibilities of this life, just as this colt may have had some preliminary training, including perhaps carrying some harness or a token load, being used to it. But we do not support and bear about any man or commit anyone but Christ. Being with its mother, as accounted by Matthew, writer to the Jews, seems to indicate, it reminds us, that before Christ's sacrifice, the only way to approach God, and also through the eye of faith, Christ, was through the Jewish faith, the original and true mother of us all. Remember, Christ said salvation is of the Jews in John 4:22. And just as the colt would see its mother bearing burdens, and we can learn from the examples of our spiritual ancestors. The Jews of Christ's day, however, continue to carry the burden of the Mosaic order in their own interpretation, commandments of men, and self-righteousness, refusing Christ. And so it would be up to the spiritual sons and stepsons to take up the gospel of Christ. So Matthew ambiguously states that the disciples put on them both the ass and her colt, their clothes, and set him, that is Jesus, thereon. While the other gospel writers specifically indicate that he rode the colt. Now all the records seem to indicate that this colt was not fully grown, although he may have been close. That reminds us of our own humility. Even the great apostle to the Gentiles, Paul, adopted that name, Paul, because of its meaning, small. And he called himself the least of the apostles in 1 Corinthians 15:9. We may be small and insignificant, but Christ's burden may sometimes be heavy. if we carefully, thoughtfully, deliberately keep putting one foot in front of the other, trying to keep pointed in the right direction, under the guidance of Christ and the apostles, through the inspired word, the distance is short and the rest is glorious in the city of the great King. So in conclusion, let's read Philippians chapter 3. Verses 11 through 14. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, neither were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, getting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.